Waterloo, here to pick up one of our photo editors of the Community Edition, Paige Bush. And we're gonna go eat some breakfast. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. Yeah, the traffic was kind of garbage because of all the construction that they're doing, but what else is new?
Nothing's new.
So yeah, just before we go, I'll just...
You're laughing because you know we're recording right now.
Podcasting makes Paige nervous. so yeah, just for the October issue, we're doing the best of Waterloo Region Greasy Spoons.
Yum.
Do you know what a greasy spoon is?
Literally or metaphorically?
I don't know how to answer that question. So a greasy spoon is
I don't know what it is.
You don't know? Okay.
I don't think so.
A greasy spoon is like a family-run diner kind of atmosphere that serves breakfast every day of the week. And the kind of place that like just makes you feel good, makes you feel warm and fuzzy inside.
Oh, I actually didn't know that.
Yeah, just like a family run, really like home style type place. So we ran a story in the Community Edition in 2015 that was Waterloo Region's Best of Greasy Spoons. But there's been some places that have shut down or some ownership has changed. So I decided to redo it with the help of the people that did it in 2015. So Bryn Ossington and Ali Leonard are going to be stepping in and they're going to be helping with this, who were the original OG writers of the 2015 Greasy Spoon story. So we are in my car right now and we're going to drive uptown Waterloo and we're going to go to our first place today, which is Harmony Lunch. Are you excited?
Harmony! I'm so excited.
Cool. So with that, Paige Bush, photo editor of the Community Edition, and I went to Harmony Lunch, which is located uptown Waterloo on King Street. Harmony was actually my contribution to Waterloo Region's Best Greasy Spoons. It's undoubtedly one of my favorite places in KW to get breakfast. Here's why.
The thing that I think I like the most about Harmony's breakfast has always been the bacon. Like, their bacon is like no other bacon that I've had anywhere else. I don't know where it comes from, but I'm gonna find out because I'm assuming it's local.
Oh yeah.
How are your pancakes?
Definitely local. Amazing. They are fluffy. They're not too sweet. It's the perfect portion size.
Yeah.
4 or 5.
I know.
I don't even know. It's incredible though.
I hate when you go somewhere and the breakfast is like too big and you're throwing it out. I always feel super wasteful.
Or throwing up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one wants to throw up today.
So good. And the whipped cream on the side is the perfect touch.
Mm. Yeah, I'm glad they don't put the whipped cream directly on the pancakes because some people don't like that, you know? Like, dipping it in the whipped cream is kind of a nice... It's a nice touch.
It's a nice touch.
Lots of nice touches.
This canister of maple syrup. Incredible.
Shout out to Harmony for buying nice-looking maple syrup canisters.
Yeah.
Right?
I can pour as much as I want.
Yeah. Awesome. So far, pretty impressed. Always impressed.
Yes, absolutely.
After Paige and I went to Harmony Lunch, we realized we only had a limited amount of time to visit each of our Greasy Spoons picks before the October issue came out. I wanted to make sure we got to all of them, and I knew Paige and I couldn't do it alone. With the help of our publisher, Lakin Barton, advertising manager, Kara Lucas, social media coordinator, Britt Kovacs, and copy editor, Eric Moon, we devised a plan. So today's the day that we've been talking about in the office for the past week. We are going to go to 4 different Greasy Spoons today, hopefully all within maybe 2 or 3 hours of each other. We'll see how it goes. The goal for today is to not vomit. So we'll see how it goes. I have $10 down on Paige Bush for throwing up in a parking lot, but I'll let you guys know what happens. Have you guys ever heard of a dish called Wanda before?
No, never.
Yeah. Bryn told me about it for the first time last week, and I think Bryn and Allie went for breakfast last week. So I have no idea what to expect.
Oh boy.
But it's 13 minutes away, which is a trek when you live in Kitchener-Waterloo, via car. So I think it's up in, like, the Forest Heights area. We'll go, we'll check it out,
still putting money down on Paige throwing up in a parking lot today.
Yes, absolutely.
We'll see what happens. I could not eat this all on my own.
It's called the Kahuna.
Yeah, this was called the Big Kahuna at a dish called Wanda. So we've got three different kinds of meats, home fries, three eggs, two slices of toast, and two pancakes. That's absurd.
Twice.
Yeah. So times that by two, and that's what we're five of us are eating right now.
And this is just stop one.
This is just
stop one
of today.
Did you pass the salt, please?
Yeah. Because
what's breakfast so without good. MSG? You know?
So what do you guys think so far? I'm eating a sausage. It's like an unreasonably large.
That's this a lot of girth.
There's no such thing as like, unreasonably large.
Yeah, it is a big
kahuna.
Or too much girth.
Or too much girth.
The home fries are super good though.
Oh, they're delicious.
Yeah, I was really into that.
I'm eating with my hands. The way like, that's holy with my hands.
Britt, how was the bacon?
It's good. Delicious. Perfect combination of crispy,
try these,
and greasy. I like that they're not like the giant ones that you normally get when you get a meal, but it's like on top of all this. These are reasonable sized bacon.
Yeah, like I feel like when you go to like the like more commercial breakfast places and you get the meal that comes with pancakes, like the pancakes just have thrown away. There's kind of like an afterthought.
At Denny's.
Denny's.
No offense.
To go back to the home fries for a second.
Yeah.
The seasoning on them is really good.
They're so good. Yeah. Mm. I'm into these home fries 110%. Mm.
After finishing the Big Kahuna at a dish called Wanda, we made our way downtown Kitchener to Bryn Ossington's contribution to Waterloo Region's best greasy spoons, Darlie's Cafe. We were already getting full from our first stop, but we had to keep going for the sake of journalism.
We're submerging sticks. Oh.
Do you want, like, forks?
Is an artiste.
I have been dunking this French toast stick into this apple caramel sauce repeatedly. Okay, this French toast stick, though, is so good.
What does food taste like? I don't know.
For those of you that are listening to this and wondering what the hell is going on, Lakin is just really gently dunking French toast into the sauce, but like over and over and over again.
I think we immediately need to tell the server this part.
I'm literally standing
beside
the table.
I'm so uncomfortable.
Yeah, Kara's just been standing and overseeing.
Kara's getting in her steps. As Paige said in her workshop over the summer, photography is an activity, a physical activity.
Yeah.
That's okay. Paige is taking photos and stabbing an egg at the same time.
She has a fork just like in front of her camera.
Let me live.
So talented. Don't even get near that potato pancake. Don't even look at it.
Brett has planned it.
I'm so drunk with breakfast that I'm starting to feel giddy.
Oh god. Yeah, she's gonna come and ask us how it is and we're gonna be like, we don't even know.
I ate one French toast stick and it was delicious.
Delicious.
Can we help
They
anymore,
also
Paige?
Have a drink feature right now, vanilla iced coffee.
Yeah, we're fairly highly caffeinated.
All
it's not drink. Alcoholic, but it might as well be.
It might have been.
Darlie's was definitely the fanciest spot on our journey, and definitely worth checking out if you've never been before. When we left Darlie's, we were starting to feel drunk from all the coffee, but we had to keep going. Our friend and local graphic designer John Johnson, aka Bareface, also contributed to Waterloo Region's best greasy spoons. John wrote about Checkerboard, a small diner in Belmont Village that I had never been to before. So, even though we really didn't want to eat any more food, we piled in my tiny Toyota Echo and traveled to Belmont Village in search for more greasy eggs at Checkerboard.
I think it was really ambitious to think that we could go to four breakfast places all in the span of 2 hours. We're at breakfast spot number three, Checkerboard in Belmont Village. I feel sleepy and unwell.
I have had so many pancakes.
Yeah, it's been a heavy day.
The content of my stomach is like pure grease.
And coffee.
A lot of grease, coffee, just a little of vanilla extract, maple syrup, potato.
I am 100% drunk and I have had no alcohol.
100% potato.
Explain that.
I am a potato.
Is there a doctor on the airplane? Please,
no fights.
We're trying to order right now. We're looking at these menus in Checkerboard, and I don't want to eat anything ever again. But for the sake of journalism, and for the sake of our readers,
and it looks good. It's they not have this food is bad. It's just that it's
no, yeah, like I know it's gonna be delicious. I just
it's the third
have eaten two breakfasts already today.
That's more than hobbitsy.
It's a
realism.
It's Wednesday, and I didn't drink last night.
I did.
I did, for sure. I had wine for dinner.
We had real dinner.
No, we had real dinner. It was really good, actually.
Their mozzarella sticks are like $3.25. Wow. Okay, that's not a breakfast item, Britt?
So. Yeah.
It's cheese. I mean, you could eat cheese.
Britt, stay on topic, okay? We're only eating breakfast.
I know.
All right, well,
bacon and eggs, and then we want French toast.
I need a cleanse. Do they offer that here?
Although we felt like we were on the brink of death, we ordered a few items at Checkerboard. Checkerboard has that true, authentic Greasy Spoon vibe. The food is so approachable and simple and delicious that we soon forgot that we felt like we were going to enter a food coma. After Checkerboard, we physically couldn't eat anymore. Paige Bush hadn't puked in a parking lot yet, but we knew that it was in the near future. We only had one more place to go, but we just couldn't bring ourselves to do it. So we packed up our things and went back to our office like normal adults. A couple days later, when we finally didn't have the spins anymore, a few of us checked out Homestyle Diner on Albert Street, which was our publisher Lakin Barton's pick for Waterloo Region's Best Greasy Spoons.
Eric, where did the decision come from to last minute order a stack of pancakes?
Well, we all got eggs and various accoutrements that come with eggs. So I wanted something, A, for all of us to share, and B, something more, you know, cakey than eggs.
Yeah. Yeah, they gave the option, because you can get, like, a side of pancakes instead of hash brown, and then all of us, or instead of home fries.
But none of us took that.
None of us took that option. We all wanted it.
We were all thinking it.
I was shocked.
I don't really put home fries and pancakes in the same category. I mean, I guess they're both a carb.
But they seem an
incredible option.
I will always choose home fries over pancakes. Like, I love pancakes, but I will always choose home fries.
Right, the equivalent of pancakes is actually toast. Because you would get toast or pancakes.
It's true.
Yeah.
But I like that you can switch it out.
Well, the home fries at Homestyle Diner are probably my favorite that I've ever had. Because you can get the choice of getting, like, peppers, onions, and bacon sautéed in them, which is a real special treat.
It's incredible.
Yeah, it's really good. It kind of sucks if you're a vegetarian, like Lakin. She can't get that option. But
I know, but I want it. It looks so good. Sorry, like, but the hash browns without it, or the home fries without it. Keep on the hash browns, they're not hash browns. But the home fries without the topping are also delicious.
They're super crispy. They're not, like, you know when you go somewhere, like, those, like, commercial breakfast places where the home fries are all cut the exact same size, and you just know that they came frozen in the bag?
Mm-hmm.
These feel like a real potato from the earth. Yeah. Cool.
Pomme de terre.
Pomme de terre. And that was it. 1 week, 5 restaurants, a million cups of coffee, and way too much bacon. I'm sure we all need to go see a doctor now, but who cares? Sure, money can't buy happiness, but money can buy breakfast, and that's pretty damn close. There were 2 spots on the list that we didn't get to go to. The first was Barnacle Bill's in Galt. One of our writers, Natasha Rollman, picked that spot, and she assures us that for a place known for their fish and chips, Barnacle Bill's deserves to be recognized as one of Waterloo Region's best greasy spoons for their blueberry pancakes and savory dishes. Our social media coordinator, Britt Kovacs, also participated by choosing Bud's, which is just off Weber Street in Kitchener. We actually tried to go to Bud's for their shredded potatoes, but couldn't, because in true Greasy Spoon fashion, the owners were on vacation for the end of September and beginning of October, and just decided to close the place down until they returned home. We love that. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Beth Bowles, and this is TCE Radio. Be sure to pick up a print copy of Waterloo Region's Best Greasy Spoons in the October issue of the Community Edition, on stands now. Also, we want to hear from you. Be sure to tweet us your favorite greasy spoons in the region if you think we left something out. In the meantime, our November issue is coming out November 7th, so be sure to keep your eyes peeled for that. Bye! TCE Radio is a product of the Community Edition, Waterloo Region's independent monthly newspaper. TCE Radio is produced by Kara Lucas and is hosted by me, Beth Bowles. Our publisher is Lakin Barton. To listen to more episodes of TCE Radio, go to communityedition.ca or check it out on the iTunes app. Thanks for listening.